Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated to the world through several of his devotees the value of the wealth of prema bhakti. Prema bhakti is expressed through service, devotional service. Raghunath Das Goswami, he had such immense wealth. His father and uncle, Hiranya and Govardhan Majumdar, they were equivalent in this day and age to be like billionaires. They had tremendous wealth. They were very charitable as well. They were, to a large extent, supporting the entire Vaishnav community. They were the biggest donors to Advaita Prabhu, to Jagannath Mishra. They would give. Raghunath Das Goswami was the only son of both brothers. Therefore, he was the exclusive heir to the entire fortune. It is said that he had the wealth of Indra, the king of heaven. He was given a wife that was more beautiful than an angel. He was young. He had beautiful bodily features, excellent health. He had everything everyone in this world is just foaming at the mouth, striving to somehow or other get. But yet, he didn't care for any of it. We know the story that after Haridas Thakur converted the prostitute that Ramchandra Khan sent to corrupt him, he left Budan and he came to a place after that called Chandanpur, which is in Adisaptigram. In that village, Chandipur, Adisaptigram, he was invited by Balaramacharya and Yadunandan Thakur to stay at their homes and to preach about the glories of the holy name. It was at that time that Raghunath Das Goswami, as a small child, first met Haridas Thakur. Because his father and uncle were the disciples of Yadunandanacharya and Balaramacharya. Yadunandanacharya was the family priest. Balaramacharya was like guru. Yadunandanacharya was a disciple of Advaitacharya. These were great personalities. So being very favorable and loving toward the Vaishnavas, naturally, Balaramacharya, Yadunandanacharya were given the chance by the father of Raghunath to bring Raghunath to see Haridas Thakur in Chandanpur. Krishnapur and Chandanpur are right next to each other. Now here he was, living in the royal opulence of the palace of his father. And here was Haridas Thakur. He was living in caves. He had absolutely nothing. All he had was the holy name. Upon seeing the love of Haridas Thakur and hearing him praising the glories of Harinam Sankirtan, Raghunath Das Goswami decided, that's the wealth I want. That's the wealth that will bring eternal happiness to the soul, not all this. He saw his father and uncle. They were always in so many anxieties. It was at that time that he made a determined vow to leave home. Later on, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Shantipur, Raghunath Das Goswami was brought to meet him. And upon seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees and their exchanges of love, he decided that I'm going to reject everything and I'm going to enter the renounced order of life where I can give body, mind, soul, and words to Mahaprabhu's mission. He was trying to escape from home. This is completely contradictory to the current of material nature. Everyone wants wealth, and he's trying to run away from wealth. How is this possible? He would run away every single day. And his father and uncle, ultimately, they had to have approximately 12 watchmen, guards, Brahmins, cooks surrounding him all day to keep him home. He was a prisoner. For him, the beautiful opulence of tremendous wealth and all the things money could buy, to him it was like a horrible, miserable dungeon where he was imprisoned. It was the regulative principle, practically, that every day he would run away and every day he would be caught and they would drag him back. Mother told father, "I think we should just tie him up with ropes or chains to keep him home." And the father said, "My dear wife, it's not very intelligent." He said, "The ropes and chains of wealth, beautiful wife, it's keeping everybody in this material world, birth after birth after birth after birth after birth. If he's not, he has everything. If these things cannot keep him bound to home, then what will some ropes or chains do?" He has received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Chandra. Therefore, he has become a madman, and there's nothing you could do to contain such a madman of Lord Chaitanya. Ultimately, Raghunath Das Goswami met Lord Chaitanya again, and Lord Chaitanya said, "You should not be Markata Vairagya, monkey renunciate. You should perform your worldly duties as if you're completely attached to them, but don't be attached to anything except Krishna. And someday, Krishna will give his mercy to you and release you from the bondage of material wealth." During Panihati Utsav, where Raghunath Das Goswami satisfied Lord Nityananda Prabhu by providing wonderful chira dahi feast for everyone, it was such a wonderful offering that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally appeared in a spiritual form to accept it. After pleasing all the devotees, the next day, Raghunath Das Goswami begged Lord Nityananda Prabhu for mercy. He said, "Please, I pray, give me the blessing that I can be liberated from the bondage of all this material wealth, and I can attain shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya." Nityananda Prabhu told him, "Very soon you will be liberated from all bondage and you will become the personal assistant of Swarup Damodar, the secretary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you will be dearmost to all the Vaishnavas." That was the benediction he wanted. Who in this world can possibly think like this? You know the story of when some materialistic people approached Prabhupada and said, "Swamiji, Swamiji, give me blessing. Please give me ashirvad." And Prabhupada said he didn't want to deal with them. But they kept harassing him. "Swamiji, Swamiji, give me blessing." "I bless you that you lose all your material wealth, that your material life is finished." And the people practically fell unconscious, not in ecstasy, but in agony. Can you believe that Raghunath Das Goswami was begging Lord Nityananda for that blessing, that his material life would be finished? And he was always plotting and planning how to get out. And by the Lord's arrangement, he escaped. One night, just before the night was complete, he was sleeping in the Durga Mandap outside. He wouldn't even go in his house. He had this beautiful palace. He wouldn't even go in. He would sleep outside. So Yadunanda and Acharya came and said, "Raghunath, you are a very intelligent man. The pujari has left the service of the deity. Can you convince him to come back?" So Raghunath said, "Yes, yes, I will." So all the guards, everyone was sleeping. So he told Yadunandan Thakur, he said, "I will take care of the pujari. You can go to sleep. There's no reason for you to be up like this." Then he escaped. He ran. He may have convinced the Brahmin before, we don't know, but he ran. 12 days he roamed through the jungles, not even going the direct route, just going through terrible, dangerous jungles. Of those 12 days, he only ate something a few times. Every now and then he would just walk all day long, and then he would sleep in the shed of a cowherd man, and he'd get a little bit of milk, sometimes some fried grains. When he arrived in Puri, his clothes were all shredded. He was emaciated from practically fasting for about 8 or 9 of the 12 days. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him, his heart melted. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him. He said, "Raghunath Das, your father and uncle, they are my good friends, so I can tell jokes about them. They are like worms in stool." Not a very nice thing to say about people. But when Lord Chaitanya says it, it's very nice. Just the fact that he was thinking of them. He said, "They are like worms living in a ditch where there is stool." People who are attached to the stool of material possessions are like worms. Very, very difficult to get out of that ditch, only by the mercy of Krishna. But he began to exclaim to the devotees, "He has unparalleled wealth and opulences, but he left it all. Look at him. This is only possible by the mercy of Krishna." Raghunath Das was thinking in his heart, "I do not know what is the mercy of Krishna. But I know, Lord Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, that it is your mercy that has saved me from the abominable condition of material attachment." Lord Chaitanya gave Raghunath Das Goswami over to Swarup Damodar Goswami to be personally cared for, trained, and he was also allowed to assist him in his direct service to Lord Chaitanya. Meanwhile, Raghunath Das Goswami's family members, they were trying like anything to get him back. A year later, they asked Shivananda Sen, "When you went to Puri, did you see our Raghunath Das?" And Shivananda Sen and the messengers, they said, "Oh yes, we have seen. He's the very embodiment of renunciation. He just sleeps on the hard floor. He just wears discarded rags for clothes. He practically doesn't eat anything. He's constantly absorbed in chanting the names of the Lord. There's always tears in his eyes. Everybody knows Raghunath. He's very dear to all the Vaishnavas." Now, that was not good news for his parents. It was devastating to them. They couldn't understand how anyone could want to live like that. Especially their own son. It's all right for some sadhu of somebody else's son to live like that, but not our son. Actually, I have seen that sometimes nice Indian families, they come to our temples and they always praise the sadhus. "Oh, you are so renounced and you are so good. This is such a good fortune you have." But if their own son wants to join, no, it's abominable. They'll go and they'll put lawsuits against the temple. They'll be so outraged. So it's one thing when somebody else is renouncing the world, but when your own child renounces the world, it takes a very special soul to appreciate that. Of course, for you parents, after some time you will appreciate it. It's a higher taste. So they began to send all large sums of money for Raghunath. But you know what he would use his money for? He would never use one paisa for himself. Of course, those days they didn't use paisas, they used conch shells. He wouldn't use anything for himself. You know what he would do? On regular intervals, he would prepare wonderful feasts for Lord Chaitanya and devotees with all the money. After some time, Lord Chaitanya asked Swarup Damodar Goswami, "Why Raghunath Das Goswami, why he is not inviting me to these feasts anymore?" Swarup Damodar Goswami said, "Because he was thinking he shouldn't take money from his parents. He's not doing what they want him to do. Why should he take their money?" Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, this is very good. But where is he eating?" He said, "He's sitting in front of the Singha Dwaram with all the beggars just sitting there begging. Who's ever heard of such a thing? A multi-billionaire living in rags, begging with no intention to ever go back. Impossible. And what is a beggar? With the money he had, he could control. He could have hundreds and thousands of people beckoning to his every command. But here he is begging from common people for a little bit of rice. Such humility. After some time, Mahaprabhu saw that Raghunath Das Goswami isn't even begging at the Singhadwaram. Why is that? He was thinking that by this profession of a beggar, he was discriminating in his mind between different people. Rather than seeing himself as a servant to give, he was thinking, what am I going to get? This person gave to me yesterday, will he give me today? This person didn't give me ever before, he probably won't give me anything. So he was seeing people according to what he could get from them. And he considered this abominable. So he gave up begging. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, then what is he doing now? An even simpler thing. He was just standing in line going to the free booths where some old prasad was being distributed. And after some time, he wouldn't even do that. How was he maintaining himself? This Krorpati Raghunath, he would take his meals just beside the Singhadwaram gate, little distance away, around the corner of Jagannath's temple. There is a big pile of what is considered refuse garbage. The Mahaprasad of Lord Jagannath would be given to the shopkeepers. They would sell it. Sometimes after some days, some of the prasad just wasn't sold. It became decomposed and rotten. So they would take that rice and throw it in this rubbish heap. And during the day, the Talinga cows, they would come and eat that rice. And if any portion of rice was so rotten that it was not tolerated by the cows would spit it out. At night, when all the cows were sleeping, Raghunath Das Goswami would secretly go to that place and he would collect the decomposed, rotten rice spit out from the cows. He would collect it, bring it to where he was staying. He would wash it and eat the inner portion of it. You can imagine how much he was eating. He would eat nothing else except that. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the news that this was Raghunath's diet, he was astounded. Mahaprabhur Bhakta Ganer Vairagya Pradhan. That renunciation is the very principle that sustains the lives of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Seeing such renunciation, Lord Gauranga becomes very pleased within his heart. So Lord Chaitanya came to Raghunath's residence just at prasadam time. Now actually nobody knew Raghunath was doing that. He wasn't doing it out of prestige. Today sometimes people perform severe austerities like similar. And in so many ways, they put spotlights on themselves so everyone sees, you know, I'm going to eat the rice of the cows, and there's spotlights on it, and there's a neon sign over above with an arrow saying he's eating the rice of the cows. That's not renunciation, because in the name of fasting from our bodies, our false ego is feasting. But Raghunath Das Goswami, nobody knew he would do it. It was completely secret. Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew. He came on that day, and Raghunath was just eating, and as soon as he saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entering the door, he hid that rice. And Lord Chaitanya said, Oh Raghunath, I heard you're eating very nicely. Why you don't call me anymore to share your feasts with you? I want to taste what you are eating. Please give me. And Raghunath said, no, my lord, I don't have anything here. I'm sorry. But Lord Chaitanya knows everything. He reached behind Raghunath Das and took that little pot of Raghunath's food. And with his own hand, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu ate the rice. Even Swarup Damodar Goswami could not tolerate seeing Lord Chaitanya, the Lord of his life, eating that. He said, my Lord, please, that's enough. You cannot. He had to hold the Lord's hand from eating anymore. And Lord Chaitanya was praising it. He said, I have tasted so many varieties of Mahaprasad. Condensed milk, sabjis, puris, rice, sweet cakes. But I have never tasted any prasad so nectarine with ambrosial fragrance and taste than that which Raghunath Das is eating. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was literally tasting nectar because he was tasting the spirit of Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam. He was tasting the spirit of Raghunath Das Goswami's renunciation in the spirit of pure unalloyed love. That is wealth. The husband of the goddess of fortune was begging for that decomposed rice that Raghunath Das Goswami was eating. He was tasting more sweetness in that than all the offerings in Vaikuntha. Why? Because Raghunath Das Goswami was offering the supreme wealth, the wealth of pure love, Krishna Prema. When Raghunath Das Goswami was living at Sri Radha Kund, he came to the point where he was only taking every few days hardly a tablespoon, little cup of buttermilk. But he was always tasting the sweet nectar of the gopis' love for Krishna.